Unit 5. Listening Comprehension 2. Eco Traveller's Code.
Many of us love travelling nowadays, and not only young people. Pensioners are also into the travel boom. And even though 3D digital TV and the lightning-fast internet can bring us even the remotest parts of the globe right onto our screens, there is nothing like seeing it for yourself. But be sensible. It's more responsible to travel once a year for 5 weeks than it is to travel 5 times for 1 week. However, as every environmentally aware traveller knows, travelling comes at a cost. And we're not talking about the cost of the airline ticket and accommodation. We need to be eco-travellers if we want to truly enjoy our sightseeing without feeling guilty. So, here are a few tips to help stay green while you travel to exotic or even not-so-exotic locations.
Think about the packing and your luggage. If in doubt, leave it out. Do you really need to take so much stuff with you? More weight, particularly on airplanes, means more fuel will be burnt and that leads to more emissions. So, take as little packaging as possible with you. It reduces weight and the amount of rubbish you will have to dispose of. And, of course, there will be less for you to carry.
Plan the trip itself wisely. It's a good idea to find out the least harmful method of transport for getting around. How you get to the airport and the way you decide to explore your destination has a combined ecological or environmental effect. So, if possible, try to choose an eco-friendly travel agent or tour company to help you plan your trip. With their help, you should be able to find out about the most important aspects of the trip and what to avoid. And when you get back from your travels, you might consider what we call a carbon offset. That means something like planting a tree or participating in some kind of official green event or initiative, so you can make up for any environmental harm you may have caused accidentally on your holiday of a lifetime.
Be sensitive to the environment, local people and wildlife. Obviously, you should leave a place more or less exactly as you found it. A good eco-traveller won't leave any litter, make a mess or cause any damage. So, explore, but try not to disturb any animals, plants or places. Before you go, find out as much as you can about the traditions and culture of the place you're going to visit. It's all too easy to cause offence or behave improperly if you don't know the local rules and customs. Showing them respect will bring you respect. And while you're at it, why not use services and companies that benefit the local economy or townsfolk? As long, of course, as you don't overuse local resources like food, energy and water. Facilities there for recycling and waste disposal may be lacking.
And last but not least, take care when taking photographs and buying souvenirs. It's common courtesy to ask before taking someone's picture. Not everyone warms to having their photographs taken. When it comes to souvenirs, try to buy local, ethnically produced memorabilia that can benefit the people who made them in the first place. Sometimes you may have to negotiate the price, but that's very often a necessary formality. Don't try to get a good bargain. Those families need to make a living. It also goes without saying that a good eco-traveller would avoid buying items that have been made from living materials, such as shells, bones, feathers, coral, flower or wood, not to mention from any endangered species. So, make the most of your trip, but think eco throughout. That way, you can come back with a clear conscience and marvellous memories.